The Nisida Wildlife Refuge covers 45,000 acres, about one-third of Juneau County, and that's land that is effectively off the tax rolls. Over the years, County Board Member Dave Arnold has heard his share of complaints.
Anytime you have land that's not on a tax roll, the taxpayers are going to wish that it was. There's no question about the importance of that refuge. It is definitely an asset to our county.
An asset in large part because of its flock of endangered whooping cranes, which are being trained by ultralight pilots for their annual flight to winter nesting grounds in Florida. Beverly Paulin is the field supervisor for Operation Migration. She says the birds are attracting tourists.
They come from every state of the country. They come in from New York and from Tennessee and Texas. So the draw for this project is huge, and they have to stay somewhere. They have to eat somewhere. So the economic impact is felt.
It will be felt on Saturday when Nisida's 900 residents welcome more than 4,000 visitors for the annual Whooping Crane Wildlife Festival. The county board's Arnold is also the festival coordinator. He says some of those visitors have chosen to build homes nearby.
We had a very rapid growth of population along our lakes, and part of it's the attraction of this wildlife refuge is what brings people to our area. They love this type of habitat.
Arnold says at least in Juneau County, what's been good for the environment has also been good for the bottom line. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.